canceled at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have news from both the U.S. and the Philippines, along with music from Easy Mill, as well as Faith Ta and Talio and Af Frill. But for right now, we are going to head over to the community announcements. On Saturday, December the 2nd, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their 48th annual Buskong Filipino, which will be taking place at the St. Joseph Catholic Community from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Mercy at 763-227-8075. In regards to our second community announcement for the evening, on the following Saturday, December the 9th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be hosting Pasko Sa Nayon. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. And that is it in regards to some of our community announcements. This past week, I was able to attend the Minnesota Timberwolves game versus the Sacramento Kings. And one of the coaches on the Sacramento Kings is a person by the name of Jimmy Alapag, who is a standout basketball player that was born here in the United States and grew up in California, but wound up having a 16-year career in the Philippine Basketball Association and then transitioned to coaching in the Philippines, and right around the time of COVID moved back here in the United States and began his coaching career. He was an assistant coach on the Stockton Kings, which is the G League team affiliate of the Sacramento Kings, and he was able to help in regards to the coaching of winning a G League title a few years back with a Minnesota Golden Gopher basketball legend, Bobby Jackson. But now he is a player development coach with the Sacramento Kings, and they were here this past Friday. Was able to speak with Mr. Alapang right before the game and discuss some of the journeys with him of transitioning from playing in the Philippines to the difference of coaching in the G League as opposed to the NBA. And we even talked about a local Filipino basketball sensation, Jason Perkins, who has been playing professionally in the Philippines and played college as well in the Philippines. Jason Perkins was able to train with Jimmy Alapag prior to his time as a professional in the PBA. And for some of you that don't know, there is a deep connection even within the NBA in regards to the PBA on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have their player development coach, Alonzo G, a longtime NBA player that played a season in the PBA with the Phoenix Fuel Masters alongside Jason Perkins. And I know that Coach Alapag and Alex, as he called him, were able to catch up. And one of the people in the Wolves management team, Del Demps, who once was the head of the New Orleans Pelicans, also played in the PBA for the Uncolas, and also with another Minnesota connection. He was the import that replaced Gopher legend Melvin Newborn when he got his opportunity to play in the NBA. And speaking of other notable Filipino-American and connections to the PBA, on Tuesday, the Minnesota Timberwolves take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, and one of their coaches, Chip Englund, who has been called the shock doctor in the Philippines. They call him Machine Gun, but he's been a person who was able to help in the create a better shooting ability for the likes of Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard. He was a one-time member of the PBA, or sorry, of the Philippine national team, aka Gilas, and is a naturalized citizen of the Philippines. And on Thursday, the Minnesota Timberwolves will take on for the second time at home in a month. They'll be taking on Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz, who is a Filipino-American who did participate on Gilas recently as this past summer during the World Cup that took place in the Philippines. And hopefully, if things go right, knock on wood, we might have more than just a moment with Mr. Clarkson to discuss his time in the NBA and his deep pride for being a Filipino basketball player and a Filipino and in general. But right now, we're going to head over to our first article from the news desk. And this comes from the Los Angeles Times. Rosalyn Alba Cobrabuyas, a media entrepreneur, radio DJ, and music promoter who advocated for Filipino-American artists, was instrumental in growing the MySpace music platform, died Sunday evening, according to a family members. She died in her hometown of Walnut, according to a Los Angeles County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office, which has yet to determine a cause of death pending further tests. She was 43 years old. She was passionate and dedicated to the Filipino-American community worldwide and would spend both her personal and professional life celebrating and uplifting it whenever she could, her family said in a statement shared with the Times. She played a pivotal role in collaborations between acclaimed international artists and rising Filipino talent, helping guide them into music industry spotlight. She was born March 12, 1980, at Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in Los Angeles. While growing up in Walnut, the East Gabriel Valley, a short drive from the music studios and venues of Central LA, she developed a love for music In elementary school, she played her favorite songs for classmates, calling herself the lunchtime DJ, she recalls during a TED Talk in 2017. Later, she buzzed between record stores and hip-hop clubs, finding new artists and their music and playing them for friends at parties. She was devoted to the music channel that dominated TV in the 1990s and 2000s, including VH1 and MTV. Her dream was to become a video jockey, hosting the show she'd religiously watch and travel the world to promote new music and interview her favorite artists. But her family had other plans. Feeling the pressure as a child of immigrants from the Philippines, she enrolled in 1999 at UC Irvine with plans to study political science and become a lawyer. Still, she held on to her dream job. Without telling her family, she drove to Hollywood for a video jockey audition. While still a freshman in college, she stood in line for 3 hours before ultimately landing a spot as a finalist. And at the last casting agent's office, she looked at me and she said, "You're too short. What are you going to do? Hold a microphone over your head? You'll never be on television. You should try radio." She recalled of the agent's suggestion that she instead be a radio DJ. Crushed, she hopped back in her car and while sitting in traffic on the 10 freeway, pondering the agent's words, "I thought, okay, I'm just going to go back to UCI. Study political science, be a lawyer. My mom from the Philippines will be proud to tell her brothers and sister about. Coming from a third world country, you want a lawyer, not a DJ in your family," she said. But eventually, she took the agent's advice to heart. She started working at KSAK FM 90.1, a station based out of Mount Sanateo College in Walnut. Soon after, she transferred to the community college from UCI and started a hip-hop show, Third Floor Radio. There, she interviewed acts who influenced her, such as A Tribe Called Quest and Talib Kweli. As the show popularity grew, she started promoting it and other artists on the then social media site MySpace. After graduating from Cal State Fullerton with a bachelor's degree in communication, she caught the attention of MySpace co-founders Krista Wolf and Tom Anderson, whom she met through a colleague. She said in a blog post, "The Wolf and Anderson wanted to grow the site as an online music platform, filling a void left by file-sharing site Napster, which had dissolved several years earlier. She eventually became a marketing head and led artist relations, growing the MySpace music platform and making it easier for artists to share music and connect with fans on the site. A novel idea at the time. The music featured became a staple on the site as users delighted in the customizing their profiles, which included compiling playlists of their favorite music. Major artists such as Sean Kingston, Adele, and Calvin Harris owned the launch of their careers to MySpace. The people that really launched MySpace were the artists," she told iHeartMedia podcast main account, The Story of MySpace, earlier this year. "You start with the artists, they bring their fan bases. You start with the DJs, they bring their fan bases. The way we created was for the creators." While promoting the work of high-profile artists such as Drake and Justin Timberlake, she also promoted up-and-coming Filipino artists during her work with the Philippine-based media giant ABS-CBN and through her marketing brand, 1587. According to her family, the company's name stems from the year a Spanish galleon with Filipino crew members arrived in Morro Bay, widely accepted by historians as the first Filipino and Asians to set foot on what is now the continental U.S. Her project stretched beyond Los Angeles and music. She helped build basketball courts with the Clippers and the Manny Pacquiao Foundation throughout the Philippines, including her family's ancestral home in Olongapo. "I love our 1587 family so much because not only do we push each other in the entertainment and music industry, but we constantly remind each other how we have to always give back and move in mission and purpose," she wrote in a social media post. "We worked hard to be blessed with these opportunities by the universe and God that sometimes it feels like a dream." She also sponsored Filipino American Heritage Night at the Clippers, Dodgers, and Kings. Her company promoted Filipino American acts at the events, including rappers P-Lo, Guap Dad 4000, Power 106 Radio DJ E-Man, Real 92.3 DJ Nico Blitz, as well as Sweetie and Easy Mill, both of whom threw first pitches at Dodgers games in the last two seasons. Oakland rapper P-Lo and LA-based indie artist Yeek were among those who expressed condolences on Tuesday as news of her death spread online. Both shared an old photo of them posing with her and other Philippine artists. R.I.P. Tita Ross, P-Lo said in his Instagram story. Thank you for always believing in me. You were such an impactful, influential person in our community, said Yeek. Filipino-American YouTuber, singer, Adrian Rafael shared a musical tribute to her. To bring comfort through music, something she loved so dearly, he added. You truly cared for me as a person and not just an artist. Notable Filipino-American figures outside of the music industry also mourned her death. Author and professor Anthony Christian Ocampo wrote in a tweet that he was in complete disbelief, calling her an iconic figure in the Filipino-American community. Jason Lucetina, who is behind the popular Instagram account SoCal Filipino, said she was among the first supporters of his platform. The community is mourning your loss, but you have left your mark and we will always be remembered, he wrote. Elba Legacy, a clothing brand founded by her cousin, celebrated fashion Jonah Alba, said in a statement on Instagram, Ross made an immense impact in our community and worldwide. She loved intensely while enduring unfair suffering. Her presence in her family is irreplaceable and her absence is unimaginable. Black Eyed Me's member, Apple the App, praised her as a humble advocate throughout his career. On Wednesday, he was struggling to find a photo of her. And that's because Ross was always there, around, but always, almost never in front of the camera, he said in a statement he shared on Instagram. Apple the App, who was born Alan Panetta Lindo Jr., credited his well-documented love for Honda Civics to her, whom she would drove him and bandmate Will.i.am when they were both still young and up-and-coming artists across L.A. in her own Civic. He credits her with boosting his group's career during her time at MySpace. I never gave her the flowers she deserved for putting us on MySpace when it was at its peak and helped propel us, he said. Black Eyed Peas is made up of more than the guys you see on stage. It's the people like Rosalyn who made this possible. In 2016, he took her and other Filipino-American entertainment figures, including comedians Joe Coy, on a trip to the Philippines to get in touch with their culture. It did something for her that I had always hoped, Apple the App said. And from that trip on, she spent a considerable amount of her time giving back and wielding her power to help our community grow. She is survived by her mother, Maria Evelyn Alba, three sisters, Riza Alba McMillan, her sister, Rochelle Ann, and Crystal Ann Fuyamoto, and several nieces and nephews whom her family describes as the loves of her life. Right now, we are going to play a song by one of those artists that she spoke of, who is recently signed to Shady Records and Aftermath Records. That's the artist Easy Mill with his song with Eminem entitled Realist.
If I was in the Philippines, he'd be like my motherfucking Malcolm X, my Martin Luther King, because fighting to go unnoticed. There's no way I'm just gonna puss him off like he's just some ten-year-old.
I'm on whatever you want, I ain't gon' talk on the phone. Keep that same energy with enemies, just getting tempted to run in your home. Buddy, I do it alone, Cuddy said wait at my homes. Don't just go hit him cause I gotta drive. You focus on aiming at his dome, no cap. You must be lucky as f- that ain't nobody envious of you enough. Take it from me like a brother who dug off the mud on his head but done ended up cuffed. Then he just gets back at again into a world where he double what he did cause he learned. Give it up or get f***ed and turn, homie. I'm the realest in the business and everybody gon' be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm the realest in the business and everybody gon' be envious at my beginnings. Got a circus for the sinners with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. I done got hit in the head, better barely survive that shit. Minus a 9 from 10, Eminem spot still sits. But fuck a position, I'm tuning him in. Little, you rock out with it. I ain't never gonna be an opt out, miss it, get the fuck out with it. Get the pop and dip out of smoke with the homies, we mobbing while I'm cleaning the stash of my caliber. Some of them might got your name on them. While I brag about that can happen, I'm the reason that they got a chain on them. When I rap, they consider me a Gatling, filling up mags, I'm finna go clap. Ain't getting that bag with a go be rabbit. I know they hit this flow. I'm in the mode to get to killing again with the best stick in your dough. You're never getting a penny or less, still in the flows, and I'ma spread it again as a test. Take it easy, they get the bigger the breast. Nevertheless, I'ma get it anyway that you can never better. Instead of setting a better, but let up with the beretta, make it do 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 in your front of better, cause I'm kinda getting fed up, always leaving y'all wet up. Like, I'm a realist in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a service for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm a realist in the business, and everybody gonna be envious at my beginnings. Got a service for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition.
Guess I've really no right to complain much. Yeah. Hip hop has been good to me, huh? Well, but when they say that I'm only top five, cause I'm white, why would I be stunned? My skin color's still working against me. What? Cause second, I should be the none. Being white ain't why they put me at five. Nope, it's why they can't put me at one. They're coming with more venom, so the haters, I'm aiming it toward them. And all the envious rappers I torch if I'm on a joint with them. Yeah. And that is the only retort, is I'm not played in the clubs. What? Mother put a cork in it. Only reason they still play it in the clubs. Why? Is cause you still performing them. I am a guest in this house, but I turn this to a mansion. That's an expansion, made it gargantuan. England, Germany, France, and Japan's in this even Dubai. Because my music, they do buy. You die trying to sign, just two side guys. Just could not unscrew my head up the blue-eyed devil. I never quit, do I? Cause you know you get washed like a bar, so wouldn't give a cigar to smoke. And I know it eats at your heart like an artichoke. Because you know that's how likely you artichoke. Your heart is broke as I rip you apart. I go bananas, proceed to spit every bar I wrote. I was spitting before my mother's water broke. It's not even close, you can't my father go. Gen Z is acting like rap experts. Sip up the gaps and close your mouths. You ain't been on this planet long enough to tell me how rap's supposed to sound. Y'all need to stick to what you do best. Shooting schools up, yeah. Go load up rounds in your parents' gats and go to class and let off with the strap and go to town. Shout to the Furious Five and Grandmaster Flash, but boy, there's someone who really is furious. Stay out his path, his wrath avoid. And I'll be the last to toy with a juice head whose brain is like half destroyed, like a meteor hit it. Well, then with Melly Mel, we lost his asteroid scams. God was like, I got him, but I'm gonna start him at the bottom of the barrel. Brought him in the world where the mother wasn't valued and his father was a coward. Taught him as a child when the body was around how to get himself up and out of poverty. And now, not even a growl in his stomach, gotta be a hound. Till they put your body in the ground, probably gonna sound like a cliche, but when haters try to get you down, say,
cause I'm the realest in the business, and everybody gonna be envious. Service for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition. Cause I'm the winners in the business, and everybody gonna be envious. I'm all the kids. Got a service for the sentence with bodies, so stop trying to be another addition.
I'm just playing, Gen Z. You know I love you.
And once again, that was Easy Mill and Eminem with Realist. Right now, we're gonna head over to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist named Khalio and featuring Rents, and the name of this song is entitled Bucklord.
Kamusta kayo? Flip side, pata, that's the hood, but go lord. Barely speak the dialogue, hum poquita hiligano. It's Pasayas out of islands in the sound, I'm a knocked in. Kamakato, yeah, well I collabor. Just make it to the finish and then it's tapos tapos. And I'm leading like a tattoo, cause my people be in trouble. Got the blood of Negro San on Yakaron and Sobong.
Heri tatanan, natipon sa kalipayan. Aton kisadya, dito na namalimtan. Isan din man sa kabudlayan aton ni bato aton natin dugan.
Been back home, feel the sun beat down and uplift my soul. I seen a car die, it's gonna be alright. 30 deep on a jeepney in the city of smiles. And already hella titos and titas, they do miss me. My lolo and my lola, you know they was getting busy. Got roots in this building outside of the inner city. My family don't gotta say it, I know that they more feel me.
Kiri tatanan, kapakasadya kay hindi maislan. Atong nahandun, atong nalabot. Bisan din man sa kabudlayan ining kabakod aton na
Apollo, Apollo.
listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. We're going to head over to potentially two other songs before we close out the night. They are a song by Bethea, who you might recognize her from the Joel Coy special In His Elements. She's part of the rap collaborated group The Moral Beats. It looks like she's recently was signed to Def Jam Records, and I believe she is now the current girlfriend of Joel Coy's son, Joe Jr., Joseph. And then a song from a one-time, multi-time guest of the Filipino American National News, Power Struggle, a.k.a. Nomi, with his collaboration with Toki Wright when they were a group called Afriel called Schoolyard Boogies, Schoolyard Bullies. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Sabihin, plano mo sa akin. Di naniwala sa sarili mo, bakit? Isa lang buhay mo, kaya kalimutan mo na yan. Ang dami mo pagkakataon, kaya ibaon mo na sa limot. Tabunan man ng lupa, tutubo, dahil ikaw ang punla. Huwag matatakot sa mangyayari sa'yo. Kinausap na matagal ang sarili, hirap pa din pumili. Sa tagal kong dalangitin na lang iaharap para walang sisire. Walang nakakaalam, ilang buwan na lang. Sikreto mapait, huwag ka nang kakapit. Bumitaw sa pagkaligaw. Harapin mo na walang mawawala. Kung aamin kesa itulak mo papalayo itong paulit-ulit na bayo. Nalim na sugat ang bumuto sa aking mga nadatnan. Bumuhos mga luha sa hagdan. Nagpapakasakaling mahagkan. Malalim-lalim na sugat ang bumuto sa aking mga nadatnan. Bumuhos mga luha sa hagdan.
Hey, morning boys and girls, pull up a chair, I'll tell you a little story on the chalkboard here. All right, pull up. Schoolyard bullies grow up and serve burgers, or else serve turns for murder. It's funny how the time goes by. Next day becomes yesterday. Yesterday swept away. Thinking back to being black sheep when all the white wolves and war came out to graze and play. Keep away, led astray to a city's landscape. A case of identity's mistakes. Feeling like it's written on my face when I was eight. Fighting all these white kids. Try to call me by another name and I ain't like you. Well, it's all in the past, well, that's right, true. But I swear he looked just like you, and you, and you. In the hood, ducking bullets, dodging razor blades. Saw my first 22 on the bus to school, it's true. Hard enough, growing up, hard of lust. Dust the dust off my chuck, zip the zipper on my dickies up. Pouring punch out of a Dixie cup. Went in the homies that's dead, just a stain on my pants leg. Square trying to fit into a circle space. But it ain't a race in a cloud of purple haze. So I put the weed down and got into